today I'm going to read the second half of chapter 14, Hello Grandmama. So the first half ended with the boy saying he needs to stop these witches, but Grandmama saying they just can't, there's just too much power with them. Even so, Grandmama, we've still got to stop her from turning all the children of England into mice. You haven't quite finished, she said. Tell me about Bruno. How did they get him? So I described how Bruno had come in and how I actually had seen him with my own eyes being shrunk into a mouse. My grandmother looked at Bruno, who was guzzling away the bowl of bananas. Does he ever stop eating? She asked. Never, I said. Can you explain something to me, Grandmama? I'll try, she said. She reached out and lifted me off the table and put me on her lap. Very gently, she began stroking the soft fur along my back. It felt nice. What is it you want to ask me, my darling? She said. The thing I don't understand, I said, is how Bruno and I are still able to talk and think just as we did before. It's quite simple, my grandmother said. All they've done is shrink you and given you four legs and a furry coat, but they haven't been able to change you into 100% mouse. You are still yourself in everything except your appearance. You've still got your own mind and your own brain and your own voice, and thank goodness for that. So I'm not really an ordinary mouse at all, I said. I'm sort of a mouse person. Quite right, she said. You are a human in a mouse's clothing. You are very special. We sat there in silence for a few moments while my grandmother went on stroking me very gently with one finger and puffing her cigar with the other hand. The only sound in the room was made by Bruno as he attacked the bananas in the bowl. But I wasn't doing anything. I just lay there on her lap, thinking like mad. My brain was whizzing as it has never whizzed before. Grandmama, I said, I may have a bit of an idea. Yes, my darling, what is it? The Grand High Witch told them her room was number 454, right? Right, she said. Well, my room is number 554. Mine, 554, is on the fifth floor, so hers, 454, will be on the fourth floor. That's correct, my grandmother said. Then don't you think it's possible that room 454 is directly underneath room 554? That's more than likely, she said. These modern hotels are all built like boxes of bricks. But what if it is? Would you please take me out onto the balcony so I can look down? I said. All the rooms in the Hotel Magnificent had small private balconies. My grandmother carried me through into my own bedroom and out onto my balcony. We both peered down to the balcony immediately below. Now, if that is her room, I said, then I'll bet I could climb down there and get in somehow. And get caught all over again, my grandmother said. I won't allow it. At this moment, I said, all the witches are down on the Sunshine Terrace having tea with a manager. The Grand High Witch probably won't be back until 6 o'clock or just before. That's when she's going to dish out supplies to that foul formula to the ancient ones who are too old to climb trees after Gruntle's eggs. And what if you did manage to get into her room, my grandmother said. What then? Then I should try and find the place where she keeps her supply of delayed action mouse maker. And if I succeeded, then I would steal one bottle of it and bring it back here. Could you carry it? I think so, I said. It's a very small bottle. I'm frightened of that stuff, my grandmother said. What will you do with it if you did manage to get it? One bottle is enough for 500 people, I said. That would give each and every witch down there a nice double dose at least. We could turn them all into mice. My grandmother jumped about an inch in the air. We were all out on my balcony and there was a drop of about 1,000,000 feet below us, and I very nearly bounced out of her hand over the railings when she jumped. Be careful with me, Grandma, I said. What an idea, she cried. It's fantastic. It's tremendous. You're a genius, my darling. Wouldn't it be something, I said. Wouldn't that really be something? We'd get rid of every witch in England and in one swoop, she cried, and the Grand High Witch into the bargain. We've got to try it, I said. Listen, she said, nearly dropping me over the balcony once again in her excitement. If we brought this off, it would be the greatest triumph in the whole history of witchery. There's a lot of work to do, I said. Of course there's a lot of work to do, she said. Just for a start, supposing you did manage to get hold of one of those bottles, how would you get it into their food? We'll work that out later, I said. Let's try to get the stuff first. How can we find out for sure that it is her room just below us? We shall check it out immediately, my grandmother cried. Come along, there is not a second to waste. Carrying me in one hand, she went out bustling out of the room and along the corridor, banging her stick on the carpet with each step she took. We went down the stairs one flight to the fourth floor. The bedrooms on either side of the corridor had their numbers painted on the doors in gold. "Here it is," my grandmother cried. "Number 454. She tried the door. It was locked, of course. She looked up and down along the empty corridor. "I do believe you're right," she said. "This room is almost certainly directly below yours." She marched back along the corridor, counting the number of doors from the Grand High Witch's room to the staircase. There were six. She climbed back up to the fifth floor and repeated this exercise. "She is directly below you," my grandmother cried out. "Her room is right below yours." She carried me back into my own bedroom and we went out once again to the balcony. "That's her balcony down there," she said. "And what's more, the door from her balcony into her bedroom is wide open. How are you going to climb down?" "I don't know," I said. Our rooms were in front of the hotel and they looked down onto the beach and the sea. Immediately below my balcony, thousands of feet below, I could see a fence of spiked railings. If I fell, I'd be a goner. "I've got it," my grandmother cried. With me in her hand, she rushed back into her own room and began rummaging in a chest of drawers. She came out with a ball of blue knitting wool, on the end of it attached to some needles and a half-finished sock she had been knitting for me. "This is perfect," she said. "I shall put you in the sock and lower you down to the Grand High Witch's balcony. But we must hurry. Any moment now, that monster will be returning to her room." And that is the end of chapter 14. So I'll set some novel study tasks again. And the next chapter, which is chapter 15, is called The Mouse Burglar.